of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet all obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and drink to drink above.
Bye.
when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears were washed away.
Between the time we left services last Sunday and we gather again today, we're all aware that our country has been struck by what is described as the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Tragedy abounds. Hurricanes come with a flurry. Uncertainty seems to be the note that's on so many people's hearts. With all that around us, I share a word from the scripture that the Lord Jesus speaks to the church. And it's to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, indeed I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Heavenly Father, in the midst of anxiety and uncertainty, and certainly in the midst of a culture that has lost its way and a world that has gone mad and evil seems to reign, we thank you, we look to you, and trust you as the sovereign God who has all things in your hands, all things to happen in your timetable, even though we don't understand. And indeed, your ways sometimes seem so hard for us to grasp. Today we reaffirm our faith in your goodness, your mercy, your grace, and your all-wise plan for the ages. Thank you for the church, the body of Christ, the place where we can find refuge and sanctuary, where we can find hope in the midst of hopelessness, Lord, where we can find strength when we're weak, and where we can find truth in a world that abounds with lies. May this gathering today bring strength to your people, and may you be glorified as your people come together humbly to call upon your name. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen. Becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become place and fill the atmosphere. the glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Make straight a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like the bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing. So come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon.
God, we wait. we wait for you. God, we wait for coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
So cry, Lord.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
You may be seated. I was thinking this morning how so often it seems like everything happens all at once in life. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You've experienced that from time to time. Well, we're right in the midst here as a church of a whole lot of things happening all at once. And if you look at today's announcements in the bulletin, you'll see clearly what I'm talking about. We have the fall break camp starting tomorrow. We have an elders and deacons meeting and a work day next Saturday. We have fall festival next Sunday. And there are probably a couple of other things that I might have forgotten that you'll remind me of. So it is a busy, busy time. Is that my cue, Mike? It wasn't? Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Do y'all hear that too? Or is it just God speaking to me in heavenly tones? I don't know. I'm looking around everywhere here. They'll get it right. Don't get distracted. Kent, I'm going to need you in a minute to take this microphone around for some announcements and sharing. But it struck me with all that going on, and I woke up early this morning and just laid in bed thinking about all this, and I tried not to stress and tried to just turn it over to the Lord. So I would like to ask this morning in our prayer time, you know, we usually pray for relationships and we pray for healing. I'd like for us to just pray that all the activities that are scheduled in the next week be under God's direction and that we don't stress over it and we trust Him to carry things out. Sometimes we categorize things and say, now this is beyond my control, so I need to pray about that, but I can handle this, so I don't need to pray about that. Well, the Bible says we should pray about all things, and especially if we're feeling a little stressed about it, it really, really helps. So with all these announcements and activities, let's submit those to the Lord in prayer as well. Brother Jeremiah is with us today, and he'll be sharing the message as our guest speaker. He's almost like home, folks, and not really a guest, but he's always welcome. There is a basket back there on our table beside the offering box, and any gifts for a love offering can be placed in there this morning for our brother. So please keep that in mind, and as the Lord leads you, give as you feel led to give. Our congratulations to Beth Smith and John Goins, who were married last Sunday afternoon, and Brother Jeremiah was in town among other things, to officiate at that wedding. And so our prayers and best wishes to the newlyweds. We haven't forgotten about hurricane relief. As I mentioned last week, we continue to plan to send all donations that you give and any that the church from our treasury decides to give through the Samaritan's purse. And it looks as though we don't know when this hurricane season, every time we think we're at the end, we go from one now to Nate, and hopefully it will not be a horribly destructive storm. All those things shared, I know there are several things that we need some update on, especially about our fall festival. Did I see Ruth anywhere, or she's back there? I'm sure she has a little update. So Kent, if you'd just kind of look for folks who have their hand raised to announce and update us on some stuff, please do that.
I know. Don't tell me we're not traditional, right? Can't find me if I'm not in the right seat. Fall Festival. This is called a do-it-yourself party. That means everybody do it yourself. Just joking. Sort of. First of all, we've decided to do a, you all do so well. We've got, you know, a variety of new people and stuff that might like to enter in. We're going to do another, I am in the wrong spot. I can't see everybody this way. A chili cook-off. We haven't had one for a while. You know, now with all the gourmet chilies and things that are running around, you all could just really show yourself. And we do give prizes. So I want you to sign up for chili. This is the sign up for chili. It has sides if you want to bring. That would be nice, like slaw and that sort of thing. And desserts. And anyway, you'll put that over there. Okay. And also with the... As I said, this is the volunteer group, and you all have always, you haven't volunteered, you've jumped in, and that's even better. But I want to just give you a heads up to think about this week, because it's been quick. Okay. And we're going to have hot dogs. Church is going to provide hot dogs, and we're going to need a portable grill, perhaps, if you've got one. If you've got one, hopefully you'll be good at grilling hot dogs. So, and you can recruit somebody to help you carry them back and forth. And so we'll need a couple for that. Of course, the setup starts at 4:00, and it's one of those, you know, fast, let's hurry up and do this kind of setups. I hope to have things just where we can just do it. So if you show up at 4:00, you get to put to work. If you show up a little later, you might just get to eat. But anyway, if you're there at 4, you get to help. And... I need someone to just see to the food, you know, make sure everybody's out and somebody hadn't camped out and ate all the hot dogs. And Terry, I need to talk to you about something. And then we have the Church Has Got Talent. Church Has Got Talent, yeah. And if you got a talent, well, it'd be neat to have a talent nobody knew you had, you know, like if you can roll your tongue or play spoons or something like that. So we will have a time limit, 5 to 8 minutes. And Michelle's going to sign up, aren't you? So we... That's a good thing to figure out, you know. So, and this is an opportunity to do that. And we're going to have fun, aren't we? Okay. So I think that has covered my list. I will call you if I need to. Oh, I'm sorry. It is 4 to 8 o'clock at Anderson D Park, the place we've had it the last 2 years, and Sunday the 15th. Okay? That got it?
Okay, Matthew's Fall Camp starts tomorrow, and we've got several volunteers. If you filled out your volunteer form, I'll take it today. If you haven't, bring it first thing tomorrow morning, because we're going to work out all the details of how many people we have and where we're going to place them. And the only way we can do it is tomorrow morning. So 9:00, if you could come. We think we have confirmed 25 kids, which is great, and we've got any of the kids in this church that wants to go, they're welcome. But we do need volunteers for the rest of the week. If you haven't volunteered, please consider it. Thank you.
Just a reminder, as Terry was talking about the hurricanes coming through, I have cousins that are in Biloxi. They are still under a watch until Wednesday, even though Nate was hitting them last night because of the water surges. They're still under warning. So if you would just keep everybody down there in prayer. They did say they did not lose any electricity last night, which is a miracle. But if you would just keep them in your prayers. And where is the camp?
Where?
Yes.
It's going to be at the old YMCA building. Sorry.
I suppose I should let a few of you know, as several of you do. Wednesday night I had the proverbial elephant jumping up and down on my chest. Actually, it was a little bit more like a small elephant, but after a few tests, we found out that there's water in the between the sac and the heart itself, causing water pressure to cause me a shortness of breath. Therefore, you'll hear me coughing several times throughout the services today to try to expedite some breathing, but they've got it well under control. I have no concerns. So thank you for your prayers, and I appreciate any more.
Apparently this is prayer time too. I have a good friend in Frankfurt that I worked with for many, many years. She's been in and out of the hospital for about 3 months. She is went to a nursing facility last night for rehab. I just like to remember her. She's a widow. She has a hard time. Her child is not near. Her family is not near. So I just like to pray for Liz. And I'd also like to remember a family in Lawrenceburg who lost their 43-year-old son to a massive heart attack. He died yesterday morning. I just pray for that family too. His name was Jeff.
Oh, just a couple more items about the Fall Festival. I will be needing judges. I know some of you like to judge food, so contact me. And the other is, I thought some of our youth might be interested in overseeing the games. So that's it.
For anybody that follows the webcast, I just want to apologize for getting behind. I did get the 17th and the 24th up this morning, and by tomorrow morning I will have the 3rd and today's up.
Yes, Friday, when we was all eating out, the Romeo Club that was eating Friday at the bus station, I seen something that was pretty scary and pretty amazing at the same time. There was another group that was eating with us, and beknownst to us, we didn't know it, but they were from Ohio. They were a church group, probably about 30 of them. But as the story goes, this young lady, elderly woman, fell, missed the last step going down towards the door. But you could tell God was at work there, because the way she hit, she could have broke her neck or went right through that door window. And as it was, I found out they let her go home at night. And it amazes me how God is in control of everything. And that's the main focus of it right there, that God controls everything. Thank you.
I have a praise report. Jerry Wilson and Lee, his son, after the kidney transplant, are both home and doing well. They appreciate your prayers, and thank the Lord for their recovery.
Well, as you can tell, when I mentioned there was a lot going on, we had rather lengthy time of sharing this morning, but it was essential that we get caught up on all the things that are going on, both in the ministry of the church and in the lives of people who need our prayers. So please take all those things to heart. We do want to continue by recognizing birthdays. And those are important because they're special in the lives of the people who are special to us. Happy birthday, Debbie. Now, Debbie, I'll give her credit. Some folks, when their birthday's on Sunday, skip church so they don't get called on the carpet, but she braved up and came. Tomorrow, Jesse Van Arsdale's birthday. Tuesday, Madison Choppa. Madison, happy birthday to you on Tuesday. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. All right. I think that's all the birthdays. Any anniversaries? Nope. All right. Let's quickly go through the Bible study questions, and we did finish our section in 1 Peter on Wednesday night. These questions over verses 1 through 12 of chapter 3. According to Peter, are unbelievers won by word or by conduct? It is by conduct, first and foremost. Number 2, what is described as incorruptible beauty? A gentle and quiet spirit. Number 3, those women who do good and live without fear are whose daughters, according to Peter? They're daughters of Sarah in the Old Testament. Chapter 4, what are husbands to give to their wives? Honor. I thought I heard something else. New car, diamonds, no, honor above all. How are all believers encouraged to love? With compassion. With compassion, as brothers, I believe, as family, all tender heart, all those adjectives are true. And number 6, what should those who love life pursue? Peace. We should pursue peace. All right. Well, thank you for cooperating, participating, and listening carefully. Rather lengthier announcement period than usual, but very necessary, I do believe. We have special music today, and that's always a treat, and I know we'll look forward, and we haven't heard from this young lady in a long time. So did I see Erica? Yes. Erica, would you come and share the song the Lord has led you to share with us today? And after Erica sings her song and blesses us with that, we'll dismiss the children. Mom, are you helping? See, Mary keeps a low profile. She's keeping a low profile. She didn't get her name on the list, but she's in there. Okay. Okay, you don't got sound. What about microphone?
Then we'll go with the lights. Is the light on?
And I want to say real quick, I'm proud of Erica for allowing her to go with this stirring of her heart that God's prompted her to do this, and this has been something that she wanted to find the confidence for. We've met a few times, and she's just got a heart for God and a heart for music, and I'm very proud of her. and I think this song will speak to all of us in a very deep way.
A few technical difficulties.
That's all right.
There you go.
Sorry.
Now you know how David put all that armor.
Okay, there we go.
Still put in there.
All righty then.
We had to mess with it a bit last week to get it to cooperate. There it is.
Faithful.
You are faithful. For everything you've done, for everything you do, for everything you are, all glory and honor and praise to you. For everything you've done, for everything you do, for everything you are, all glory and honor and praise to you. For everything you've done, for everything you do, for everything you are, all glory and honor and praise to you. For everything you've done, for everything you do, for everything you are, all glory and honor and
God.